This is a podcast from the Samplecast, Volume 2, Episode 36.
The Samplecast.
Hello, welcome. Thank you for joining us. It's Ruben Cordell here, and this is Volume 2, Episode 36 of the Samplecast. Thanks so much for downloading the show and letting me invade your ears for just a few minutes. There's quite a lot in this show, considering it was going to be quite a short, sharp one. We've got developer updates, a big review, which is Dream Audio Tools' Dream Guitar. We've also got bargains, freebies, and the news section as well. Just before I get into the show, I want to thank everybody who regularly talks to me on Facebook. I did have a bit of a change of conscience this week about the Samplecast, and I was sort of trying to figure out how I would fit everything in and whether the Samplecast was something that people actually wanted me to continue with and whether I could continue with it. Things are still a little bit up in the air at the moment, but I thought I'll keep doing the shows for the minute and see what you guys out there think about them. Lots of people got in contact during the week, and mostly the response was very positive, and people said, no, I wish you would continue them, we really love them. So thank you so much. It's very nice when I'm putting these together and getting very stressed about what should go into them and how I can get them done in time, that people are out there waiting for them and ready to listen. So thank you so much for that if you're one of those people. If you are, it would really be appreciated if you could pop over to iTunes, give us a review and rating on there. That would be absolutely fantastic. That would really help me out as well. It helps the visibility of the show on iTunes and helps me go up those iTunes charts with the show. And obviously do let composer mates and musicians know about the show if you haven't already. Again, help me spread the word, and that will keep me going here. So enough waffling for the time being. Let's get straight on to the show.
Roundup.
First up, Lion from Big Fish Audio, which is 16 reggae construction kits at about 6 GB in size. You've got patches here for the full version of Kontakt 5.6.5 and above, and also standalone acidized WAV files and Apple loops to just drag and drop into your door. You might also be interested to learn that Big Fish Audio have recently revised their licensing agreement, so you can now freely use their samples and sounds in your library music projects without requesting an additional license. Good news for everyone who's doing that, and a very sensible decision, I think, from Big Fish Audio. Do check out Lion on their website. From one extreme to the other, it's Neurosis by Black Octopus Sounds. This has been put together by Production Masters, and it's a massive pack for EDM and drum and bass heads. You've got 500 bass shots here, loads of drum samples and effects, and it also contains racks for Ableton Live. If drum and bass isn't really your thing, do check out the Black Octopus Sounds website anyway. I've covered a few of their packs before, and I have to say some of their recent releases have found their way into a variety of my own cues. Do have a look at the site. We'll be right back.
Great. End. Neuro. Sequence.
Did you think we were done with all the cinematic library news last week? No way, there's another one which I missed out. This is from Sydney Tools via Loopmasters and it's called Otherworld. It's a collection of massive sounds and impacts and effects for trailer scoring and cinematic music. There's more than 5 gigabytes of sounds here. All have been recorded at a very high bit rate as well. All the usual categories, you've got hits, rises, atmospheres, that sort of thing. You know the drill by now. There's 750 of them and it's a pretty big hefty pack. To be honest, I thought the price was also pretty reasonable. It's about 50 quid at the Loopmasters website. Do check it out. Spitfire Audio have added another string to their bow. It's London Contemporary Orchestra Strings. Bow, strings, do you get it? Forget it. Modern string collection here from the team at Spitfire with the usual kind of Spitfire flair with the publicity and demos. This time the strings have been performed by the London Contemporary Orchestra. This runs in Kontakt Player 5.5 and above, and the interface will be well familiar to those who've used any of their orchestral products before. The instruments here are violin, you've got violas, cello and bass, normal string sections that split out into four ways. There's no first and second violin as far as I can tell. Some very interesting articulations, including what Spitfire have called woozy vibrato, slackened and twitchy articulations. You've got two main mic positions, close and room mics, but also two effects positions as well. In addition to that, there's two mixed mic positions, what they call a full mix and a pumped mix. It's just coming out around the same time that this show is airing, so I haven't had time to check it out myself. Do have a look at the Spitfire Audio website. Our final product in the roundup this week from Naughty Seal Audio, Perfect Drums. Somehow I managed to miss this release a couple of weeks ago, but thanks to one of my mates on Facebook, Peter Van Runt. Hello, Peter. He reminded me about them and I thought I would feature it because it looks like an interesting plugin. I've not had the chance to try it myself, but it seems to be a pretty comprehensive drum plugin for PC and Mac. You've got 67 different drum instruments at the moment, but if you buy the package, then you'll actually get all the future expansions for life free of charge. That's definitely a bonus. There's lots of playback options here, including custom reverb settings and one knob parallel processing. It's currently still on intro pricing just at the moment at $150. You can also get a free demo with limited samples from the Naughty Seal website, so I would have a look at that.
Big review.
This week's big review is from Dream Audio Tools and it's Cinematic Dream Guitars. This runs in the full version of Kontakt 4.2.3 and above, and it's just over a gigabyte in size. Here you've got designed guitar patches featuring lots of different onboard effects. There's 5 natural patches, 15 designed patches, and 8 reversed patches, so that's 28 in total. The interface is the same for every one of these patches with envelope controls, filter, rhythmizer, delay, stereo width, rotator and reverb. One of the most interesting things that I found out about this pack is the dial named Luminescence. Now here you can choose 20 different impulse responses and dial in some kind of ethereal sounding washes to the guitar sound. It's a fantastic aspect of the library and I did play with it quite a bit. There's not a bad patch here as far as I can tell, although a few are a little bit similar, and I could imagine using most of them in kind of documentary scoring or experimental soundtracks, that kind of thing. So this is a great library, but there's a few little niggles as ever. It comes as 2 different download zip files, which you unpack and then you have to kind of build the folder structure yourself. No big deal for someone who's used sample libraries a lot in the Kontakt format, but some people might have a little bit of a problem with that. Personally, I do prefer snapshots as well rather than multiple NKIs, although I can see what they've done here with those. Also, the interface text is a little bit thin and dark. I've got a big massive monster monitor, so it was no problem for me to see them, although if you're working on a laptop, you might have more issues. Also, it would have been nice to have tempo synced delay controls and perhaps the option to swap out the reverb as well on the front panel without going into the edit interface. Again, this is all personal preference stuff, but little things I would have liked to have seen perhaps improved. Overall, I do think it's a great product, as I've said, and it's definitely got an attractive price. It's around 30 euros, and I think these sounds are going to worm their way into quite a lot of my queues. I would recommend having a look at the Dream Audio Tools website for information about this pack.
Bargain VST.
A few nice bargains this week. The first is via VST Buzz. It's the B5 organ from Acoustic Samples. This is a recreation of a 1950s Hammond organ, and you've heard that kind of sound used on countless soul and pop productions over the last few decades. There's loads of options on board here for customising the sound, including percussion, vibrato and mechanical noises. It runs in the free UVI Workstation 2 player, and it's about half a gig in size. At the moment it's half price at €49.99. Do check the link in the description below for details. I have found myself being asked for quite a lot of kind of 1980s Stranger Things analog synth cues at the moment, so I was pleased to see that Mode Audio do have a 3-for-2 on their audio packs, and quite a lot of their recent releases are in that kind of 1980s vibe. Firstly, you've got Glimmer Analog Arps, which has loads of kind of synth arps, bass lines and drums. It's also got MIDI files in there as well. And they've also just recently released Multiverse Retro Wave Loops, which is perfect for recreating that kind of 1980s new disco electro, that sort of thing. That sound is definitely making a comeback at the moment, so I'm being asked for it quite a lot. Do have a look at the Mode Audio website. There's loads and loads of releases on there, and they're all 3-for-2 at the moment. Another quick mention for Spitfire Audio this week, because they've just released their Whistling Piano and Hammered Dulcimer libraries. This is via their Labs collection, which has lots of interesting new instruments. This particular one with the Whistling Piano is where somebody's actually gone and whistled into a piano soundboard, and they've sampled that. The other one's a Hammered Dulcimer. It's somebody that's hammered a dulcimer. What else do you need to know? They're just about £3 each, so you can find them on the list of Lab instruments. You'll have to type in hammered dulcimer to the search box. I couldn't find that on the normal list, but they're all great little instruments, so definitely worth having a look.
Free VST.
I've been searching for a few interesting freebies this week. The first one is Minimal Structure from Loop Lords. It's a collection of juicy kind of analog percussion, one-shots and construction kits. It's mostly centered around house music, but you could easily twist those samples into a variety of uses, especially the percussion. You can pay what you want. I think it was about €9 before, but you can actually put €0 in the box if you want to, if you're feeling particularly mean. Have a look at the Loop Lords website for details. This next instrument is called War Tuba. It's from Karyopher Samples. This runs in the free Sforzando player from Plog, which is a SFZ sound font player. It'll probably run in other ones as well. I haven't checked it out in too much detail. This library has raw tuba samples with round robins and dynamic layers, and if the tuba isn't for you, I know it's not for me, then do check out the other freebies on the website. They've got about 20 different options there, some sound font libraries, some contact libraries. There's a real mixed bag, so it's worth having a look. I especially like the look of some of their percussion and guitars, and they're all free.
Developer update.
One main update for you this week from Impact Soundworks, it's Straight Ahead Jazz Horns. Now, once upon a time, a few years ago, Straight Ahead Samples released a collection of big band horns, and Impact Soundworks have recently collaborated with them to bring these samples and this library into the 21st century, and they've called it Straight Ahead Jazz Horns. So you've got a library here that's been completely re-scripted from the ground up, and there's 13 different instruments here. There's also a few multis for that kind of big pop, big band sound, and these run in Kontakt 5.5.2 and above. This is a big collection. It's about 23 gigabytes in size, contains four trumpets, four trombones, one of which is a bass trombone, and five saxes, including alto and tenor. Impact Soundworks did send this to me for a play, and I was pretty impressed by a few of the features here, especially the smart voicing and different articulations, including shakes, falls, glissandi, and turns. I'll admit that I'm not the best when it comes to writing for jazz horns or big band, that kind of thing, but I did manage to coax some pretty convincing brass lines out of this with the automatic voicing. I would urge you to have a listen to the demos on the Impact Soundworks website. There's some pretty impressive ones on there. Do have a look. Thanks so much for downloading and listening to this episode of the Samplecast. It's really great that you have done, and we couldn't do it without you. More than likely, we'll be here again next week. There's quite a few big releases planned over the next 7 days or so. I've had my ear to the ground, and there's a few big things coming up, so I wouldn't want to miss those. If you'd like to get a hold of us at the show, you can do so via email. It's thesamplecast@gmail.com. You can tweet us at thesamplecast. You can get hold of us on Facebook. Just search for The Samplecast. We've got a fan page there. Or if you want to look me up, I'm Reuben Cornell, R-E-U-B-E-N-C-O-R-N-E-L-L. Don't forget there's a YouTube version of the show as well, where you can see absolutely everything that I've chatted about in the flesh. So all of the interfaces, a lot of silliness on there as well with me presenting the actual show to camera. So don't forget that. It would be great if you could review and rate the show on iTunes, and especially fab if you can join me next week as well. Thanks so much for now. Bye bye now.